Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting second. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Bliska. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Mike Bliska. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke takes first base on ball four. Sievers moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sievers moves to third. Dyke moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Dyke scores. Lenhart moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker has Lenhart trapped. There's the throw to White and back to Baker, who tags Lenhart for the out. Wertz moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Parnell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Gurnett moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. White reaches second base with a double. Gurnett scores. Baker moves to third. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive towards third. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon takes first base on ball 4. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell bunts towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Berry covering, for the out. Lapon moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Len Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dyke strikes out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lenhart. The throw from White and he is out, Goodman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens moves to second. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lapon bunts towards third. Dyke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens moves to third. Umflett moves to second. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 0 in the game. Parnell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Umflett scores. Lapon moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Harry Burchin now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sievers strikes out. There goes Berry. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burchin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a line drive into left field. Lenhart picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lenhart. Baker moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lenhart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lepon bunts, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Parnell bunts towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hunter fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin is 0-for-1 in the game. Burchin hits a line drive into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Burchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dyke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Umflett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burchin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Parnell hits a line drive into left field. Lenhart picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lenhart. Lepon moves to third. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 4 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lenhart is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.